Kick blank at it. Let's hope this podcast is a little more successful than our previous attempt.
Hey, you know, things happen. You know, machines break down, crops fail, people die. You know, shit happens.
Yeah.
Feeling good, though?
Yeah, good. Not bad, you know.
Good. I'm drunk, by the way. By the way, I should get that out of the way early in this podcast. Before I even ask the question, the proverbial question that we ask, before we even know what Gator's drinking.
I would say it's been a long evening, but it really hasn't been that long.
It really hasn't.
I've only been home from work an hour and a half. So.
Yeah. I had a long day at the office. I came over to the Gator household.
Yeah. And I was Sans Gator.
Sans Gator. And me and the Gator roommates, been having a fun time. Now it's the middle of the night. And Gator's just waltzing in. And, hey, Pat's drunk. This is what you get on the podcast sometimes. So what are we drinking tonight, Gator?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. We got the Harpoon limited edition chocolate stout. And I hope it does not stay limited for long.
It's less limited than it was last year. Last year, you could only get them two at a time in the Wintery Mix 12-pack.
Yeah, that's where I had it, actually.
Yeah. But this time around, it's available in 6-pack. And I got the 6-pack tonight because I wanted to see what it was all about. Very much the same beer that I got in the 12-pack last year.
Yeah. I think it's too cold right now. We just poured out of the fridge.
Yeah, straight out of the fridge is not quite right for this beer.
It's very light.
It really is.
You know, they call it a stout, but I don't know. I don't feel it's not as viscous and thick as most stouts I've had. But, I mean, I guess you compare it to your, you know, Guinness, which is fluffy, light. But
right.
You know,
well, it's not.
It's its own thing.
It's different, but all that flavor profile is still there. It's still a ton of chocolate, ton of, you know, burnt toast, coffee, whatever you want to call it. But it's all up front, and the finish is really light and really clean, I thought, which is, I'm sure, what they were going for. This is, people who say they don't like dark beer need to try this.
Yeah.
It's not, honestly, it's not a beer that's going to change the world, but I feel like it could get people into stuff that's a little bigger.
I'd say it's into my top five chocolate stouts, perhaps. It's up there. I mean, I think it's pretty good.
It's pretty damn good. There's no doubt about
it.
But I like it.
It might maybe, it's good.
Top five's a bold statement.
Yeah, I was just thinking. I ran down the list. Yeah. And I'm like, well, top 15.
Top 25, yes. No, but you know, it is what it is. It's a very nice. It's a very well made beer, and it's got everything you're looking for up front. But it does finish clean. And for someone who drinks Bud Light and wants to try something crazy, this could be something that gets them, beer can actually taste like something.
I was going to say it has a good mass appeal.
You know, absolutely.
It's not a macro mass-produced beer, but it's definitely more than a lot of the microbrews that you might like.
But let's face it, Harpoon, I love Harpoon, but Harpoon is available at every bar and every liquor store in New England. And so they have to have a fairly macro mindset to some of the beers that they come out with. That's just the nature of the beast when you get that big.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I think this beer is a good illustration of how that brewery pulls it off very nicely.
Definitely. Just looking at it, it's, you know, I'd say pitch black.
Right.
It's got a decent head, you know, nothing big, you know, a little lacy. It's definitely bubbly though. It's got the carbonation.
Definitely.
Going.
Definitely pretty heavily carbonated.
Tasty. I like it.
It finishes in such a way that it's a sessionable beer. You don't always get that with a beer that has that much chocolate flavor up front. And this has a ton of it. And I know it's going to taste like Hershey syrup to some people, especially the beer geekier listeners to this podcast are probably going to be, you know, a little take it as kind of a front that we enjoy this beer as much as we do. But I think it achieves everything it set out to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it's very well crafted and enjoyable. So F you. GFY.
Well, we got that out of the way. What do we want to talk about today?
Oof.
Should we go into our segment entitled Things Gator Learned on His Trip to D.C.?
I suppose we could.
Which
Because once you get a couple beers in me, it's usually a good point for me to tell everything I hate about Washington, D.C., which is numerous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gator story time. Let's go for it.
It went a lot better during the first take of it. Cause,
why do you got to break down the fourth wall like that?
Because I got it.
why you got to do that?
I guess I could have just printed it out again and had the papers fly into my head and hear the printer go.
Hey, you're not Howard Stern. Stop fucking crinkling papers in front of the microphone. All right, let's just tell your fucking story.
Oh, I don't even know where to start now. This trip is so long ago that I don't even no idea. Even this printout was from the 20th of November. It was 2 weeks ago.
Why do the listeners need to know this?
Dude, the listeners need to know.
They need to know. Gator went to D.C.
Unrelated, I have the Boston Municipal Court phone number on the back.
If anyone needs that.
If anyone's looking for it, it's...
if anyone needs that, email patandgator@gmail.com.
All right, so things I learned on my trip to D.C.
Things Gator learned on my trip to D.C. A little bit of background.
We went down to D.C., me and Brennan, for no reason.
For undisclosed reasons.
I never have a reason for a trip. It was just like, you want to go visit Landon? Sure, yeah, okay. What else do I got to do for the three-day weekend? So we drove down, and... hung out, and it's funny. First off, the things I learned on my trip to D.C., Arlington, Virginia, technically not in D.C.
Not D.C. at all.
That's actually where I went for the most part. We
used to be.
Yeah, did. Used to.
At one point.
Yeah.
They gave it back.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's not D.C. Anyway, no. Slice. Other things learned, how to do wheelchair balancing wheelie 360s.
How'd you learn such a thing, Gator? Funny you should ask.
You should ask.
It's like we did the Jay Leno pre-interview for this fucking thing.
Just keep feeding me the intro lines there, and I'll get all the segues.
So I hear you were on vacation recently.
Well, yes, actually I was. I went to Arlington, Virginia.
Well, how was that?
Oh, well, wheelchair 360
you
wheelies.
You don't say. Nah. Wheelchair 360 wheelies. How did that come about?
Landon happened to have acquired, by legal means, I assure you, a wheelchair. I'm not sure it was in his apartment when we got there.
Good.
And, of course, my buddy Keg was all over it, rocking the wheelies.
Why wouldn't he?
So, I got to figure it out. And
you need to figure everything.
By the end of the trip, I had it figured out pretty good. Turns out I'm a lot better when I'm hammered. So there's that, that point. And also with my shoes on.
I would think you get a little more feel out of the barefoot thing.
It's more, with
you, just
I
like
think,
when the rubber hits the skin there, you might
I'm not using the foot.
No pun intended.
I'm not using the foot on the wheel. It's more of the hands and the picking the front wheels up.
Okay.
And spinning it around.
So where do the feet come into play?
Well,
where are the shoes involved?
I think the shoes are better. It's more of a ballast counterweight thing. I think my direct center of gravity
now
comes
I gotcha.
Better when
now
I
gotcha. I
got shoes on.
Now I gotcha. That makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really. No. But it worked out. And I think drunk you have no fear, so I don't care if I have to fall down and, crack my skull.
Good point entirely.
Yeah. So learn how to do that. It's pretty awesome.
It's a good skill to have.
Only fell twice.
That's not bad.
Which
That's
I
a pretty good ratio
the
considering.
Was at least 4.5.
Considering, at least.
Yeah.
I would have taken the over, frankly.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's true.
I don't mean that as any disrespect, but I would have taken the over.
I would have. I took it on myself, actually.
I lost a lot of money there.
Yeah, could have went better, actually. Actually, I did fall backwards, and it was like 5 in the morning, and I was really tired.
Post-concussion syndrome now.
I just decided, well, it's coming, so it absolutely doesn't hurt, because you're just like,
whoa.
2 seconds, I'm going to be on the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm on the ground. And I kind of just laid there, and I guess I went to sleep. I wouldn't say I passed out, because I'm on the ground consciously for a while, and I'm like, oh, this is more comfortable than it really should be. And I just
Hey, shenanigans, because that's the same thing you used to bust my balls about in college, when we had that reclining chair that, like, one out of every 4 times would recline all the way back so that I was on the floor, and I would just kind of, just kind of hang out there. It's like, you're right. I'm drunk. I've been drinking all night. There's only a couple people still awake in the living room, and now I'm on my back in the living room. Let's fall asleep here.
It was over like, 7-8 minutes. I got up, went over, righted myself, went to the couch, just chilled out, took my shoes off, you know, hung out.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, oh, hey, welcome back.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
okay.
It's comfortable down there.
So that's different from when I used to be.
Yeah, I'd find
on my
next...
on my back. You find me the next day with my feet in the air, like I have the fucking obstetrician.
Swollen,
like, yeah.
Swollen head from the blood flow. Just
oh, no, how dare you? How dare
I made
you?
That part up, but it's bad. Makes
it's better. It's a better story.
Yeah.
Don't let the truth get in the way of the good
that's
story.
Right.
That's the motto of this podcast.
Absolutely. So.
So that was number two.
Yeah. Other things I learned on my trip to D.C. No one's actually from D.C.
No one.
Except Landon's roommate, Bobby, whatever his name is.
I don't believe him.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't believe him. No one's from D.C. That's why D.C. sucks.
Yeah.
Because no one everyone's from Boston. People who aren't even really from Boston, like me, say they're from Boston.
Yeah, you're from anywhere in the vicinity. You know, Shrewsbury, sometimes people don't know where Worcester is, so I say I'm from Boston because people don't know Massachusetts. I'm from Boston.
That's outlandish.
Yeah. Well,
I'm from the South Shore.
If you have to explain where Massachusetts is to somebody and you want a city to relate to,
reasonable.
You say Boston.
Reasonable. But yeah, everyone's from Boston. No one's from D.C.
Yeah.
It's true.
And it was really evident. We went down on, a weekend. First of all, football is huge. But it's,
because no one's from there, so college football is a big deal.
I should explain the segue is that you go and everybody has a different jersey. It's like a rainbow myriad of just different college colors and everything. So Saturday was crazy colors. You know, I forget, we went to one bar and there was some big game. I think it was Penn State played somebody.
Doesn't matter. Who cares?
But it was huge. And this bar we were at had like shuffleboard and like 30 pool tables, but nobody was playing anything. Everyone's just watching the game. I was like, who goes to a bar and actually intent, like, not just, you know, drinking a beer between pool shots, you watch the game. They're, like, all watching the game constantly.
Did you go to Buffalo Billiards?
No, we went to the...
It doesn't matter. I'm going to edit this out, but...
It was, what the hell was it? It was, like, the gas...
Oh!
Gas light.
That fucking place. I don't know what the name of it is. Someone's going to fucking... tweet us and tell us all about it, but it's right in Alexandria.
It's like the car wash,
and that is the most pathetic place on a Friday night. It's all these fucking DC kids in their khaki. The guys are all in khakis and blue button-down shirts, and the girls are all in their, you know, their nicest pair of jeans and the most colorful top they have, and they're all 28 and trying to get laid because they had no fun in college, and now they work for some senator and fucking. It's so brutal.
I think it was called. It's like car wash.
It's like the garage. It's like the garage or something.
Garage.
Might be the garage.
It could be the garage. It has like old school.
Yeah,
things out front.
I've been there, and the people watching is fantastic.
This was Saturday. It was completely packed.
Oh, it's always
nice
packed.
Day
it's always
and,
packed.
Yeah,
but it's like 22 to 35, and it's like this is my last chance.
They do,
bar.
They do have shuffleboard though, which I
they
love.
Do. They do.
Nobody
have
in Boston has shuffleboard. I couldn't name you one place in Massachusetts.
No,
maybe
absolutely not.
Worcester.
It's not New England thing. Yeah. It's not New England thing.
I think Andrew's actually going to make one.
Please,
we need to get the funding together. He's going to make a board.
Then I'll never leave this house.
Except we're going to put it in our neighbor's basement.
So why do such
house?
A thing?
I don't think we have the room in our basement.
But your living room, you do.
That's true. I'll just put it in my room. We'll just knock the doors down. And
please.
It'll be fun.
I don't think all of these walls are, you know, supportive.
No. Not a lot of weight-bearing structures in this place.
No, clearly not. Anyway,
what's
number four?
So also, well, the other thing was Sunday, we went to see the Patriots game.
Right.
And, like I was saying, you go. I mean, nobody's even wearing Redskins. You know, watching Redskins jersey. It's every other place you can think.
Because after week four, who cares about the Redskins?
That's right.
They're the champions of the offseason.
But we went to a bunch of different bars, and it's funny because the first one we went to was a Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Okay. People love the Green Bay Packers in Washington D.C.
That is one thing D.C. is cool about. They do have enclaves of whatever team you're a fan of. It's like, oh, yeah, this bar is all about Pittsburgh University basketball.
Yeah, like, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be?
We Rutgers. We love Rutgers. Like, some, like, Ball State.
Big Ball State bar.
So the first one, and the other thing was we couldn't even get a seat. But every place has an NFL ticket. And all of their TVs are labeled, whatever the game's going to be. So, you get there, like, 2 hours early, and you
camp out in front of
your TV. Yeah. So we went to the next bar, and the other thing was the Patriots are playing, I think, the Dolphins. The next place we go into, we're like, oh, this sounds, you know, we hear the Patriots game being blared over the, like, the PA. So we're
fantastic.
Like, listen to me, this is a perfect place. We're looking around. We can't find a place to seat or to get a seat. We actually go to the back room where the sound's coming from. And it's all, you know, little the light blue, orange colors. Little white,
oh, good.
In there.
A lot of aqua. Yeah. A lot of aqua going on.
We're in the Miami Dolphins bar.
Awesome.
We're like, maybe it's not a good place to sit around and get beat up when we start yelling about the Patriots.
Who the fucking bunch of Dolphins fans are going
to
beat
anyway.
You up?
It wouldn't matter
that.
Anyway. But there wasn't a place to sit, so we had to leave
again.
Okay,
so, yeah,
so we went to like another bar, same deal, you know, whatever bar it happened.
It was another Dolphins bar? Really?
No. Dolphins bars.
On the same block. You'd think that they'd be competing against each other.
There's just that many Dolphins fans in
apparently.
D.C. I had no idea.
Who knew?
A lot of old senators that live in Florida. In the
weird.
I don't know.
Weird.
But anyway, the last place we ended up going to was kind of empty, which I think was hysterical based on the other bars.
Yeah.
But they have the Patriots on, I don't think any of the TVs actually.
They turned it on for you.
So
yeah.
We had them like turn one on where it clearly said like the Pittsburgh Steelers game was supposed to be on or something. I don't
know. You got bonus time.
Yeah. So it's funny. So we're sitting there and we're watching on this one TV and we hear other people yelling because I think it was the Redskins game was on, and they're cheering. We're like, oh, it must have been like a first down or something. They're really happy. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
This other group comes in and sits kind of in our area. We're like the only people in this area. And they sit in this booth. And this one guy is facing the TV, and the other guy has his back to it, whereas our table, we're all around one side of it to watch the game.
Sure.
And they decide, on the other TV to our right, we have the Dallas game on, because Landon's a big Dallas fan, so we're watching that game.
So you're multitasking.
Yeah, so this is cool. We got two games on. So these guys decide to move to a different table to the right of us from the booth,
okay,
where they can both see that TV that we're all watching the Patriots game on, but they decide to ask the waitress to turn the Dallas game also to the Patriots game.
There's nobody in the bar.
So,
am I incorrect in saying that?
So they do this. And so now we're like, well, we're watching the Dallas. We
Why'd you
the
do
Dallas
such a
game.
Thing?
Now what do we do during commercial breaks? What the fuck?
Why do such a thing?
So we made.
You just turned the bar from two games to one.
Yeah.
Congratulations, doucher.
So not only that, but we'd also kind of, we're always ridiculous. Waitresses are just being fucking knuckleheads.
Hitting on waitresses. Yeah. Call spade a spade.
Brandon likes the waitresses.
I've been hanging out with you, and we hang out with the same people all the time.
Yeah, we don't know anybody else.
We don't know anybody else. And all that we ever do, it's the same thing when you go to the strip club, and it's like, no, but this one likes me. This She especially – no, they work for tips. They're very nice. They're very polite. But no, there's always somebody in the group hitting on the waitress.
But no, it was even like Landon was asking about the buffalo chicken sandwich. He's like, so is there buffalo sauce in? Is it have chicken in it?
Define buffalo chicken.
And he's like, can I get the buffalo chicken but without, you know, buffalo sauce but add tomatoes? And we're like, what do you want? Let me get the buffalo chicken wrap, but take out the chicken and the buffalo and add tuna fish.
For me, could you put a little extra blue cheese on there?
A little bit extra. So we're being knuckleheads, and I forget what Brand said, something absurd. So this whole time we asked if she would turn the TV on, and she actually had to ask the manager to put the Patriots game on in the first place.
Yes, the manager.
So whatever, and we're ordering, we're getting Bloody Marys, and then after two Bloody Marys, we switched to Jameson or whatever.
Clearly.
Which is funny because this is Sunday. We have to drive back to Boston at some point.
Good.
Later in the day.
Choose responsibly, Gator.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We took a nap. We hung out. We didn't leave till 6. But anyway, so these guys. So,
great. That being said, we did not leave on time.
We were a bit tardy on our departure. But anyway, so the guys. So we actually make the waitress turn our TV back to the Dallas game. So now we're like complete douchebags.
Nice.
But yeah, so anyway, that was the whole nobody's from D.C. thing. I don't know.
No one is from D.C.
But it's funny. But so then we took a nap and eventually left after watching the game, which brings me to my next point. Maryland fucking sucks.
Maryland sucks. I stand by that statement by Brian Gator.
From a traffic standpoint, I mean, they got crab cakes in football, I guess.
I still stand by.
Okay, it's still
that statement. Hey, here's my New England centric take on Maryland and your fucking crab cakes.
Yeah.
Hey, crab. That as far as I grew up in a fishing village, literally, in Massachusetts, and crab. That's fucking bait. Fuck you, Maryland. Crab tastes like dick.
Oh, crab.
No, I'm serious. Crab. That we use crab for bait to catch lobsters.
You eat the crab with the shampoo.
Yeah.
What you do.
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck off with you and your crab. It tastes like shit. It's bait.
But if you put it in cake form.
Crab cakes are delicious. Well, that's the whole thing. Like, you know, it's like baked stuffed lobster. Of course it's delicious. It's crunched up Ritz cracker and lobster salad.
Butter.
Then in the shell. Yeah, you know, if you can fancy up any kind of fish you want. You know, the right tuna salad is fucking life-changing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely,
absolutely,
absolutely.
The reason I don't like Maryland is because moving on about crab cakes. well, we drove back and we got stuck in Maryland for like 2.5 hours or something.
You're on the Beltway there,
whatever the fuck it was. But it's not even like there was an accident or there was construction.
This is what it is.
It was like 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. So you think.
Yeah,
it's not rush hour. It's Sunday.
No, Beltway doesn't clear up till 10.
Yeah. So, yeah, we sat and we were in Maryland, which is, I don't know, 100 yards across. It's not a very big state.
Not a big state.
Yeah. It took 2.5 hours.
I think it actually is 100 yards across.
Roughly.
Yeah, I think that's accurate. I think you're right.
Yeah,
I think you're right.
We got stuck behind a slow guy. I don't even know. But, yeah, we fucking took us almost 9 hours. We got back at, like, 4 a.m. or something absurd.
That blows.
Yeah. Maryland should fix your roads or something. I don't know.
Something like that.
See. Other things I learned about DC, Peruvians make great chicken.
They do.
Yeah.
That is accurate.
Super Pollo.
And they're all in strip malls.
Wow, this was on this place is called Super Pollo, or Polo, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Super chicken for those of you who don't habla español.
Yeah, super chicken. Super Pollo. But no, Landon brought us this place, which actually went to the first place was closed down and they had a second place. Like, just across town.
Yeah.
So, like, oh, whatever.
Sounds about right.
But, no, it's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
It's like you get, like, you know, they have a whole chicken. They chop you off, you know, a quarter chicken.
It's
whatever.
Delicious. It's
you get a
absolutely
couple sides.
Delicious.
They had, what the hell is it? Yuca. Fried yuca.
Yes.
Which is delicious.
Fried yuca.
So much
delicious.
Better than French fries. And
absolutely.
It's like same consistency. And they had the green sauce.
Yeah.
Don't know what it was, but it's fucking tasty.
It's green and a little spicy and delicious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had another sauce. Not as good. Green sauce. Thumbs up. Thumbs
no, that and those chicken joints are all in fucking mini malls, and who knew? But they're delicious.
Yeah, no, good stuff. We also, I guess keep it on the food topic, we went to some burrito place. I think it's kind of a chain, but they had like 57 different hot sauces
just
up on a wall. You could just take whatever you want to your table and eat it.
Wasn't Chipotle?
No, it was
no,
like,
are you sure? Are you
I'm
sure?
Pretty sure.
No,
pretty
yeah.
sure, no. I don't think it's in my notes.
No.
No, not in my notes.
No.
But I got a photo of Gator's Flamin' Hot Barbecue Sauce or something.
Good. You had a picture with you with a mustache on the front?
Yeah, mustache. Yeah. Flames.
A mustachioed Gator.
Yeah. Oh, that place was good, too, though. Also, I'm not very good at spooning, apparently. At least with my best friend's girlfriend.
How dare you?
Here nor there.
How dare
she
you?
She told me I wasn't very good at spooning. We had to share a bed.
That's not weird.
No, not at all. I'm not good at it, though, so, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
As long as you're not good at it. If she was like, oh, Gator, you're awesome at this, maybe I'd be a little insecure.
Yeah, no, it was awkward. It was awkward for everybody involved.
Okay.
Especially Brennan watching from the four couch cushions on the floor that covered the hardwood.
That's almost like a bed.
Well, it was either four or five. It was all of the couch cushions. Now, here's the funny thing is, so there was this couch bed, this like tiny 2-seater couch thing, and then plenty of floor space.
Sure.
That was it. Last time I had to sleep on the floor, last time I went to DC for the inauguration, I slept in the same place on the floor.
Right.
Like,
well,
fuck that, not happening.
Oh, yeah, you did. I was going to say, when you were in my place, you got an air mattress.
Yeah. This was when we stayed up. We went and saw the Metallica show. Me and saw Metallica.
That happened.
We left Metallica show like 12:15. Had to get a cab back to Brighton from the Garden.
Right.
It was snowing like a blizzard.
Yeah. Blizzard conditions.
We get in the car, and we drive to pick up Kara.
Right.
And
Friend
of the show, yeah. Long time listener. And then drive to fucking D.C.
Let's drive 8 hours.
We got in at like 6 a.m. There was no traffic. It was fantastic.
Yeah. You blew right down there.
But anyway, then we took like a couple hour nap, but I had to sleep on the floor. So I'm like, I'm not doing this. I'm not sleeping on the floor. So I was like, I'm taking this, you know, double couch bed.
This
thing,
is happening.
It is.
This is happening.
But I'm like, all right, we both have significant others. It and you can't sleep with Brennan because that'd just be weird. So, you know,
fair
you
enough.
Stay on your side. I'll stay on my side. This will be fine. And Brennan,
right.
We took all the couch cushions, which was funny. And there were just enough to fit his like six foot one body. Like, and it was just wide enough for him too. And he was just
he had to do the angle thing.
If he had one less cushion, he would not have. He would have his feet hanging off or his head on the ground. It didn't matter.
But he was in business.
Yeah. So he slept there. It was pretty funny. And I'm a bad spooner.
You're a bad spooner.
Speaking of Brennan, he might have the world's smallest bladder because we stopped on the way down like 17 times.
What a douchebag.
Yeah. So he's peeing in places.
No douchebag.
Let's see what else.
Oh, number anyway. Eight.
Number eight. Number eight things I learned on my trip to D.C. I need to enunciate when I say that I went to the museum.
You do.
Or I'm guaranteed that I hear, well, which museum?
The newsium.
The newsium.
How was the newsium?
Very depressing. Very, very depressing. There's really? No good news out there, apparently. Who knew, right?
Well, there's no interesting good news.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was cool, I guess.
I guess. It's not you got to pay for that one, right?
Yeah, which
that's the thing with DC. The Smithsonian stuff's all free.
Yeah,
and like the couple shits that you have to pay for, it's like, really? Am I gonna do that? When I just saw the fucking Spirit of St. Louis for free?
Yeah, no, yeah. Exactly. I did get a student discount.
Oh, good.
And you can go. You can actually your admission's good for 2 days, which is good, I guess.
I guess
it's a big place. I mean, you could easily spend 2 days there.
Yeah,
or 2 half days, or whatever you want to do. But super, super depressing. I forget what's on like the top row, but there's a whole
the Holocaust.
Well, actually, like, yeah. I think you go to the basement first, and there's sports shit. So that was awesome.
Okay, that's badass.
There was like a whole movie about sports, like a big awesome
cool.
It was like a blooper reel, but all sorts of people winning and whatever.
Oh, it was just like a blooper reel for like 2 hours.
It really, was though. And then there were actually these awesome. Photos, just sports photos,
yeah.
And like from, cool. I don't know if it was just Sports Illustrated, but yeah. I think it was like tons of different places, whatever. So that was cool, and we skipped a bunch of other crap. I don't know, and then you go up to the top floor, like the fifth or sixth floor.
Yeah.
There's actually you can walk out and you can see, it's the fucking big avenue, Constitution Ave, or what's the road, the big road that goes all the way to the Capitol.
16th Street, the National Mall.
No, I don't know. Whatever. It's big,
anyway, it's right there.
Pennsylvania? No.
Pennsylvania
Constitution
Avenue.
Constitution Avenue. It's a big avenue, but you can see all the way down.
Those are both big.
You can see all the way down from the Capitol to the like the Library of Congress, maybe. Whatever it is.
Whatever
it
is. This is cool.
But and then out there they have all the headlines from the papers. But
that's
it's cool.
Cool,
and it's got good news stuff, whatever. But there's a whole floor just dedicated to 9/11, and it actually is the spire from one of the buildings, like the antenna, part of it.
Jeez.
And it's just like,
yikes.
Photos. There's a whole thing about this dude, and it's cool, but completely sad and depressing.
Yeah.
This guy was the only reporter killed at 9/11, and
really?
Or during while reporting. I don't know, maybe the reporter's in the building. I don't know, but
yeah.
He had his camera, and he was there as it was falling down. He was snapping shots of everything.
Yeesh.
And he kept going back, and he was taking photos, and he didn't make it out.
Right.
So, and he wasn't in the building, but he went
they
to, like...
They found his fucking camera.
So they found his camera.
Yeesh.
And, you know, a lot of the film, actual film stuff was kind of destroyed, but they still have some that are, like...
Yeah.
You can see marks on it and shit from when they developed it.
Yikes.
And there's, you know, there's digital stuff that comes out great, but he's got... fantastic photographs, but then you realize this guy died.
Right.
So
gave
that's
his
super
life
depressing.
For these photographs.
Then I got dragged into like this short video on it, which is super depressing. And then
I'm
there's
sure.
a whole wall of all of the newspaper headlines from like every country with a newspaper.
Yeah.
And that's super depressing too.
Yeah.
And then I guess kind of funny. After that, walking over, there's a thing on Woodstock.
Oh, of course.
So it's like, super happy. Woo!
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, I remember when people used to come and visit me down in D.C., they'd want to see like the sights. So you go down, but they don't realize like the Vietnam Memorial takes a lot out of you.
Oh yeah.
It's really emotional to go see that shit. Yeah. If you were gonna walk from like the from like the Lincoln Memorial, and then like check out the Washington Memorial, and then go down to Korea and Vietnam, you walked like 12 miles that day. If you did all that. And that's what everyone wants to do. They want to see it all at once. And it's like, you know, that's going to take a lot out of you. We're not going to be able to go hit the bar and be like, you know, after that.
Did you say
like,
the Lincoln Memorial, too? Did you mention that?
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention when you talk.
Of course, I'm reading my notes. But if you start at the Lincoln Memorial.
And there's also steps involved. So, you know, you got to go up the steps.
And the Lincoln Memorial smells like athlete's foot when you get all the way up. Like, because there's so many fucking sweaty people up there.
And it's weird though,
and it's
too,
marble that kind of soaks it in a little.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's weird. And it's all white and it's like really slippery, but like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's like, honestly, you have to go see those things once. You have to go see them.
Don't see them all in one day.
That's my public service announcement about DC.
Or see them all in one day and then you just, maybe you're done with them. I mean,
maybe.
I mean, maybe that's because you don't want to get depressed three times. You don't want to go see all the war memorials day after day and be like, well, it fucking sucks.
That's true. My favorite time doing anything Smithsonian related was the day that we went to RFD.
Yes.
We went to RFD and got hammered. And then we were like, well, why don't we go to the portrait gallery? Because it's open for another 2 hours.
We were hammered regardless. Well, we got hammered on old fashions and went to see the baby girl at the zoo. We did a lot of things.
I think that was a different day.
The portrait gallery was I don't know what we did before it, but we were going to see the Hoyas.
Right.
We see Georgetown. We had RFD.
Georgetown played West Virginia that night.
Yeah, at the center there, whatever the hell it
is. Right.
And
whatever,
we had to kill Verizon time before center. The show. And it's across the street from the galleries. We went in there.
We were drinking Obama Gong.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
That's not true because they were out of it.
We had that in Baltimore. I'm driving me back to the airport.
They were out of it.
Because the place we wanted to go to was closed. Or it wasn't. It hadn't opened yet. It was too early.
Oh, my God.
It was Beer Art or something like that.
Brewer's Art.
Yeah. I'm glad at least this will be on audio tape now so we can go rehash it later.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, exactly. No, Brewer's Art Brew Pub is one of the best brew pubs in the country. And I love the place.
And it doesn't open very early.
It wasn't opened when we wanted to go get lunch.
And it was not even that. It was like
one, it was like two.
Yeah. They didn't open until like 5, and my flight was at like 6:30 or something.
No, but they make fantastic beers. Unfortunately,
we went to Max's. Had a fine selection.
Instead, we hopped back in the car and went to Max's. Actually, got a couple of Brewer's Art beers that they had available at Max's.
And they had the old
they had Obama Gong.
Yep.
And then Gator got on a plane and went back to Boston. That's the whole story. There's nothing funny about that. But getting a three beer buzz and then walking around the portrait gallery was fun as hell.
Yeah, it's free. If I lived in D.C., man, I would just wander around. I would go to a museum. You know,
that's
whatever.
What everyone says, but it never happens.
Never happens. We literally killed time before tip off at the portrait gallery. Ben calls us and he's like, "Oh, where are you? Well, we're at the portrait gallery. We'll meet you across the street in 5 minutes." All right, and we left. We saw everything we wanted to. We took off.
Exactly.
And that was it. And then remember, Ben used to work there, so he knows like the secret back way to our seats. So
he knows everybody in DC.
He does. But he knew like the back way from like random entrance that wasn't crowded to our seats.
Yeah.
We climbed over seats because it was quicker. Like he just happened to know.
Yeah. It's like fucking Goodfellas and they bring out the table for you. Yeah.
Hanging out with that kid.
It's ridiculous.
So after we left, I thought they served beer there they put the cover on it. I just thought that was hysterical. It's like a cover, like you would put a straw through the top of it.
Yeah.
I don't even. Did the Hoyas win? I don't even.
No, they got blown out.
Did they?
By West Virginia.
Really? But anyway,
anywho,
we were leaving. And we probably even told this entire story at some prior podcast. It doesn't matter. We'll say it again. I think we saw Tony Kukoc.
No. That's funny you should say that. We saw Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. Yes. That's the one. Steve Kerr. I was like, is that the guy on the bull? Who is that guy?
No, it was Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. Yeah.
Just checking out the Hoyas Mountaineers game.
Hey, but he was outside on the corner, like.
And
he
like,
he wasn't in the stadium. I was waiting for the players to leave. Or something.
I know. I was really glad because a group of jackasses in front of us was like, "Hey, Steve," and he like gave him that. Oh, that's me. I was like, "Oh, good. Thank God I didn't have to do it." Because if I had gotten up close enough to him to tell who that was, I would have had to do it. But now I know.
For three. what point was I on there with the
number nine?
Oh, enunciate. Unique New York.
Okay. New York. Number 10.
Yeah. Well, my buddy Keg, the dude with
Keg,
doing the wheelchair wheelies.
We know Keg.
He might have hairier arms than I have.
Really?
But is overall significantly less hairy.
Okay. See, I can see that. Yeah. I can see like one outlier.
Yeah.
It's like Air Force Amy has bigger tits than Pam Anderson. But
Air Force Amy, long time listener.
If you want to take in the whole fucking spectrum, if you want to take a step back, you know, let's judge the whole. You know, it's not even close.
Yeah, he might have hairy arms though.
Well, good for him.
Also, trip to DC and learned that energy drinks, fucking awesome.
Awesome. I've been having this debate with you for years, so thank you. Red Bull and vodka fucking rules.
We were pounding them because we drove down late at night. So
yeah.
It was like 2 in the morning.
Guarine and Taurine or whatever the fuck it is. Know. It's awesome. It's good shit.
Landon and Keg are into the 5-hour energy.
Oh,
but
yeah.
They'll only drink like 2.5 hours worth.
Yeah, they do the half.
Let me get 45 minutes. Give me a hit of that. Yeah, and I like, take a knock back like it's a flask. I'm like, yeah, I'm good for 37.5 minutes.
Yeah, those things will nail you.
Yeah, we drank some of those. It was a good time. I think that was the night we went out to. I don't even know where we went. I think we were Adams Morgan area. We went to
Brass Monkey.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that, or the one next to it, whoever it was. It had 3 floors. There's karaoke in the basement.
Brass Monkey.
Yeah, the karaoke was hysterical. We went to some bar before that.
Did you go to pharmacy when you were down there?
I have no idea.
You would have liked Pharmacy Bar.
Yeah.
It's the Pharmacy Bar. That's the theme. They have medicine cabinets set up that have mirrors behind them.
It's nice.
And the tables have, like, it looks like someone just threw a shitload of pills on them and then just a ton of shellac. So, like, underneath the shellac on the table is, like, a bunch of pills.
There's a really high person ripping their fingernails off trying to get to the
It's fucking it's a pharmacy bar.
Nice.
That's what it is. Anywho, well, what's number 10?
We drank vodka Red Bulls, though.
Red Bull. Yeah, energy drinks are awesome. I agree.
And I get number 10 in no real particular
order. Oh, can I say before we move on, the pre-mixed energy drink and alcohol shit, it all sucks.
You mean like
your Sparks, your B to the E of the world.
Sparks is done, isn't it? I like B to the E. I thought that was a pretty
I did like B to the E at one point in my life.
I like Sparks too. Who am I kidding?
Okay, maybe we should just forget the whole thing.
Let's call the whole thing off.
All right, number 10.
Number 10, no particular order, things I learned on my trip to DC. Nick Schwartzen, hilarious.
He's hilarious. It's a funny guy. How did you learn that?
I guess to drive down or back, doesn't matter. In the car, I brought my laptop.
Yeah.
So we played the Nick Schwartzen, I think it's Who Farted is the name of this stand-up act. And it was hysterical because Brennan obviously is driving and can't watch it. But just a comedy act doesn't matter.
You don't need
really
to
matter.
Watch. It's not like he's doing a lot of physical humor on that.
He did a couple sight gags, and I see Brennan's like, I'm like, how can you be laughing? You're driving. Don't look at the – don't look at it. Don't
look at Schwartzen.
The audio on my speakers was not great. And more importantly, we're in a car and it's loud.
Right.
So I had to, and all the speakers are basically facing me.
Whoever's,
like,
my watching
balls,
it.
Essentially.
Yeah, your
like,
balls.
Down low. And,
the main consumer of this audio is your balls.
The nice bass was good, you know, just right. Just how
right.
I like it.
Good. Just to shake your balls.
So I had to literally hold, like, the laptop half folded up so the speakers would be high enough so that we could actually hear anything. So we listened to that the entire way down, and it's fucking great. We actually watched it, like, 3 times there. Like, an HDMI hookup. We watched it on the TV, and pretty hysterical.
It's also funny shit.
We listened to a bunch of other stuff, too. It was pretty funny. But
anytime he wants to come on the podcast, he's welcome. He's welcome.
If you'd be so kind.
Is he on Twitter?
He might be. We'll tweet him.
Let's tweet him. If he wants to come on,
you can tweet us.
You can tweet us.
Pat and Gator.
That's where we are.
There we go. We got our blog, patandgator.blogspot.com.
That's true.
Try to post some DC photos. I think I got a couple. I got a nice photo of the Gator flaming hot sauce.
It's good stuff. We'll get some stuff going on. You can also email us, patandgator@gmail.com.
Yeah, I got a Gmail
account. Any questions, comments, concerns?
You type Pat and Gator into anything, you'll find us.
You'll find us. You know, you're already listening to the show. You know, like,
you're already here.
You want to interact with us more?
Yeah. No, you probably don't.
Probably not. Well, hopefully you're having a great time.
Hopefully you're enjoying yourself. But yeah, that was my trip to D.C.
Are there any extra bonus lessons?
Bonus ones, no.
Lessons that we learned in D.C.?
No.
Okay, I'll things I learned in D.C.?
What did you learn in D.C.?
Living there for 2 years.
I know they hate white people down there.
Well, they hate me because I'm white. I don't know that they hate all white people. I heard "fuck you, white boy" every time I walked out of my building for the first year and a month or two. A year and a quarter. Yeah. It wasn't the whole time I was there. After about a year and a half, they were like, okay with me.
They got used to you.
Yeah. With the first, year and 3 months, it was like, fuck you, white boy. I was like, I'm sorry. This apartment's back. $400 a month. I don't know where else to live. it's old news now, but Wale is a sick rapper, and I've been saying this to everyone who would listen for 2 years, and I'm so much cooler than everyone. I know because I knew him before when he was way underground. What else did I learn in D.C.? Half smokes suck. Half smokes taste like horse cock. I'm sorry.
And Pat is a connoisseur of the horse cock. So,
oh, the worst kind of horse cock. Oh, God. Ugh. And I know people are like, oh, yeah, go to Ben's Chili Bowl and get a half smoke. Fuck that. They taste like shit.
Pat learned a lot of angry things while in D.C.
Now you got me all riled up. Yeah.
I was thinking we could, close on the high note with Nick Swartzen, but, let out your rage. Let out your rage.
No, there's no real rage. It's just, you brought up the fact
there's good antiquing.
They're very good antiquing. Yes. I know, and I have my whole thing on D.C. where no one's from there, and it's all, after college, everyone just shows up there, so the douchebag factor just goes through the roof. It's a lot of people who didn't have a better idea move to D.C. So, the young urban professionals in D.C. are especially yuppie and douchey. Maybe I should just stop talking for a while. Anyway, you've been listening to Pat and Gator Presents.